question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And we are back. Thanks for tuning in today. Mary and I appreciate knowing you're out there listening to our broadcast and this episode of our Chief Travel Leader Series. Before we talk world travel and tourism with the CEO of the WTTC, Gloria Guevara-Manzo, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by our friends at LeBlue.
LeBlue. I think we all know how important hydration is, whether we're traveling, at home, or even on the job. And if things like better health, better skin, better organ function, and a better life matter to you, then give yourself the best. It's called LeBlue Premium Ultra Pure Water. It's a perfectly natural water with a fresh, clean taste that's odorless and colorless, and your body will crave it.
You know, most waters contain additives, minerals, and other solvents, some even low traces of arsenic. This means when you're drinking your current water, you're not really drinking water. The composition of LeBlue is actually just water, 11% hydrogen, 89% oxygen, and nothing else. And LeBlue's distillation and oxygenation process even kills and removes all bacteria and viruses. Find retailers near you at LeBlue.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
The World Travel and Tourism Council was created nearly 30 years ago by a group of travel industry and tourism chief executives, and today it counts over 150 CEOs from the world's leading travel companies as members. It's the only global organization that brings together all of the major players in the travel world: airlines, hotels, cruise lines, car rental groups, travel agencies, tour operators, global distribution systems.
Yeah, they have them all.
They really do. I mean, the list literally goes on, enabling them to speak with one voice to governments and international bodies. If you're a longtime listener, then you've heard WTTC leaders on with us in the past, and today we're joined by their new CEO, Gloria Guevara-Manzo, from their headquarters in the UK.
Gloria, nice to connect with you today for our exclusive Chief Travel Leader segment with you. And Mary and I, we want to congratulate you on being the new CEO of the WTTC.
Thank you very much. Nice to hear from you, and thank you for having me and to be part of the interview.
Well, we appreciate that. So, you know, we've been joined on this show in recent weeks by the Travel Corporation CEO, Brett Tolman, Virtuoso CEO, Matthew Upchurch. I know both are WTTC vice chairmen. Even Arnold Donald, the CEO of Carnival Corporation, a member of your executive board, is a show friend, and they're a major sponsor of our program. You're just coming off of the 2018 Global Summit in Buenos Aires. I'd love to know, what are some of the takeaways from that event that you think our audience would like to know about?
Well, thank you for mentioning that. This summit was an interesting one because this is the first time that we combine our summit with the G20, which is the meeting where all the heads of tourism for the G20 economies
sure.
had the chance to meet. So this is a unique opportunity where we had the leaders from the G20 economies also to participate in our global summit. What was nice is that we broke all the records. This is the most successful summit of all. Due to the participation, almost 1,200, a little bit over 1,200 attendees, but also the leaders. We had three former presidents, three secretary generals, more than 100 of our CEOs, members of WTTC, of course, more than 30 ministers from the G20 economy, plus other guests, and several other leaders from around the world. What was fascinating was the opportunity not only for networking, to do business, but also to talk about the challenges that travel and tourism is going to be facing and the opportunities. Main takeaway, for instance, is the fact that one of the speakers mentioned, this is a dean from a very important school, that 47% of the jobs that we know today in the next 20 years, they will disappear or be automated. And when they talk about this concern...
That's a high number.
It's a very high number.
Yeah.
Travel and tourism is the sector that offers the best opportunity. For instance, as you probably know, WTTC, we do a lot of research. And we measure the economic impact in 185 nations around the world. That's how we know that 10.4% of the global GDP is the contribution of travel and tourism. And last year, while the global economy grew 3%, travel and tourism grew 4.6%, which is interesting because it's 50% more than the global GDP. Now, and on top of that, very fascinating is one of every five new jobs created last year was related to travel and tourism. So last year we had 313 million people that depending on this important sector, their jobs. So when you look at the challenges, as I say, that we are facing, yes, there are multiple challenges, but we also look at the opportunities and talk of, well, how do we maximize those
sure.
opportunities by working together? Those were the main discussions that we had in the summit.
Gloria,
from leaders from both sectors.
Those numbers are huge, and I just want to reiterate this for listeners. So you look at over 10% of the world's GDP as a result of travel and tourism, you mentioned. Over 300 million jobs, that's a huge number. I know that 2017 was the best year on record for travel and tourism. What are you looking at for 2018 in terms of how you think it will unfold?
Well, as you say, last year we broke all the records, and depending, I mean, who do you ask, they'll tell you exactly the same story. IATA had more than 4 billion passengers, and UNWTO also reported more than 1.3 billion international arrivals. Now, we are forecasting that this year we're going to grow around 4%. Last year we grew 4.6. I think 4% is kind of conservative, but at the same time tells you about some of the challenges that we're facing. And in the next years, the ratio is going to be about the same, which is higher than the global economy growth projection.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to hold for 1 minute so I can reintroduce you, please. If you're just tuning in for today's Chief Travel Leader interview, Robert and I are talking world travel with Gloria Guevara-Manzo, the CEO of the World Travel and Tourism Council. Gloria, the WTTC chairman for 2018 is Chris Nassetta, the CEO of Hilton. Any new initiatives that you and Chris are working on that you can share?
Well, several initiatives. As you know, Chris is a very active CEO and has done a wonderful job for Hilton. And he's bringing that energy to WTTC, and with his leadership, we're going to be executing some very interesting initiatives and being very engaged at different levels within government. At the end of the day, the work from WTTC and my job is to make sure that first, the governments understand the value that travel and tourism provides and the amount of jobs that we can create. But second, we influence their agenda so that they can support the initiatives that can help us to create those jobs. And Chris is very engaged and very supportive on these initiatives. I mean, we had the chance to see him in action, of course, in Buenos Aires. But not only that, he's also very engaged with members and the very key markets that we need to make sure that we work very hand-in-hand with the public sector.
Yeah, very, very hands-on.
Yeah,
you know, I've seen reports from Marriott and other hotel operators about the growth and expansion plans that they have for Africa. Asia is certainly also a big growth area. You know, what are you seeing right now at the WTTC in terms of the world's hotspots, if you will, for growth and new development?
Well, Asia is an interesting region, as we know. When the world grew 4.6 in average, what's interesting, Asia, the Southeast grew 6.7. That's the GDP in tourism. And Northeast of Asia was 7.4. So Asia is growing significant, which is very interesting. Now, you mentioned Africa. Africa, we divide that in two, like North Africa and what is called the Sub-Saharan Africa.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
In terms of the North Africa, they grew almost 23%, actually 22.6. What means is that some of the countries that suffered in the last several years, they are coming back, which is interesting. And Africa, we believe that in the next 10 years, it's going to be growing a very impressive numbers, two digits. Now, we this year, we launched two very important awards or recognitions. One was for a country that has been through a transformation, and another one was for a leader that is doing the right things to support travel and tourism as well. The leader was Macri, President Macri, because what he's doing in Argentina is a very interesting transformation, and you will be hearing from Argentina a lot in the next months and throughout the year. He's pretty much defining travel and tourism for Argentina as a very crucial and strategic sector to grow.
Hold on for one second on that, because we've only got about a minute left. So Mary just wants to ask you one question.
One quick question for you. We've literally got a little less than a minute. I'd love to know your biggest adjustment in being the WTTC CEO, and what are you enjoying about the position?
Well, what I enjoy about this position is the fact that we can impact a lot of people worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
The way that we can influence the public policy and agendas can change the lives of a lot of people, millions of people. Now, the other things that we're changing is WTTC was in the past, has done a wonderful job in terms of advocacy and being the authority of travel, but a lot of that was like what we call 30,000 feet. Now we are working at the ground level, influencing the agenda, and one of the main things that we're going to be doing is improving the travel experience. So next time that you fly, hopefully in the next 2 years, you will be able, through biometrics, have a better experience, and instead of being in long lines in the airports, in arrivals or departures, hopefully it's going to be similar to
what. So, Gloria, you clearly have your hands full. We are going to definitely stay in touch with you. We're going to look to have you back on the show. We really appreciate your time today, and congratulations again. We look forward to hearing all the good things you're going to be doing for WTTC.
Thank you. Thank you for your support, and thank you for inviting me.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Good conversation with Gloria. Also wanted to talk to her a little bit about Mexico. She used to be the tourism of Mexico, and I know we took the program to Mazatlan last year, and there's certainly a lot in the news, so hopefully we'll have her back and we'll talk about that at some point as well. And as I look at the clock, we're going to pause for a quick break. A reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel. If you're not receiving our check-in newsletter, you can access it on our website or sign up directly on the site for it to receive it regularly. We'll be right back after the bottom of the hour break. Don't touch that channel.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.